For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. With less than 3 weeks until midterm elections, candidates for governor met for their first debate Wednesday evening. Republican Governor Henry McMaster and Democratic candidate James Smith declared where they stand on top issues like flooding and infrastructure. In almost four consecutive years, South Carolina has seen strong storms that caused massive flash and river flooding. Governor McMaster said creating a commission on flooding is an answer to protecting South Carolinians and their property.
And it will address flooding along our coast. It will address flooding in the rivers. And we will bring the best minds, the best ideas from infrastructure construction to preventive measures we can take to such things as seawalls and everything in between.
James Smith criticized McMaster for vetoing flood relief and not investing in infrastructure, which he said will help protect the state during increasing severe storms.
And so, unlike Henry, I'm going to sign the bills that are going to improve our infrastructure. I'm going to move our state forward and make the investments that are going to prepare us for the storms of the future. And I'll be there to make sure that we have the resources to recover, and that we work with local communities to make sure the infrastructure is there so they can get back on their feet.
When asked specifically about infrastructure and rebuilding in flood-prone areas, McMaster said,
"We started to retreat from the beach. We have to be very careful that we're not building in those areas, and that's one reason we need a plan. That's the reason that I've started this group."
The governor did acknowledge what he called the state's great need when it comes to infrastructure. James Smith said the governor failed at paving a better and safer future for the state.
But when it came time to sign the bill that was passed by a vast majority of Republicans and Democrats in the House and in the Senate, we got it done. We worked together, Republicans and Democrats, and it was you, sir, Henry, who vetoed the bill and then begged us to override it before the ink had time to dry.
Both candidates have said they support tax code reform. They were asked for specifics, and if they support cuts, how would they keep the current level of services in the state? James Smith said he is in favor of pro-growth tax initiatives.
I'll continue to lead with Republicans and Democrats to institute those types of tax amendments that make us more competitive and improve the business environment in our state. And I'll certainly oppose whatever president that might institute job-killing tariffs, because they're essentially a tax on the people of our state.
Governor McMaster said he's in favor of low taxes and lower taxes.
You reduce the burden of taxes and reduce the burden of regulations on the people, and what happens? More jobs are created, people spend money, and you end up actually getting more money in, although the tax rate's the lowest.
Another top issue the candidates debated included the lingering concern of gun control. It's gotten renewed attention following the death of a Florence City police officer who was shot and killed in the line of duty back on October 3rd. Smith said he believes more can be done to help curb gun violence.
And my position is in full agreement and in support with law enforcement and military professionals. I've been in places where everybody's armed to the teeth, and I promise you, you don't feel safer.
Governor McMaster.
When you start intruding on the Second Amendment, that is when we get into deep trouble. The answer to these kind of things is an alert citizenry and good law enforcement.
And education also took center stage during the program. The two politicians answered questions about the increasing cost of public college tuition, if teachers and other state employees should see any of the apparent budget surplus, and they offered their opinion about a question you will see on your ballot on November 6, should the superintendent of education be appointed by the governor or elected by the people. Governor McMaster is in favor of appointments. James Smith supports elections. The candidates will debate again on October 25th. That debate will take place at Greenville Technical College and will be aired here on South Carolina Public Radio and streamed on southcarolinapublicradio.org. I'm Felicia Eady.